This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The First Gentleman of Colorado was discharged from a Denver area hospital today. Marlon Reese was diagnosed 10 days ago with COVID-19, as was Governor Polis, who drove Reese home this morning. There are some concerning signs of a post-Thanksgiving rise in COVID cases. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
Experts had warned Coloradans that holiday travel and family gatherings could lead to big problems, and the latest data released Monday afternoon may be an indication of trouble. The number of positive tests out of the total number of tests taken rose after dropping for 4 days in a row. Hospitalizations also rose slightly. Another grim statistic, Thanksgiving week marked the deadliest week in Colorado of the pandemic so far, with nearly 250 fatalities. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Pueblo is temporarily reducing transit service after a bus driver tested positive for COVID-19. The driver may have exposed three of his colleagues. A spokesperson says it's unlikely that he exposed any passengers because of safety measures already in place. Denver licensing officials have submitted a proposal to allow recreational pot deliveries within city limits. The city council would have to approve the plan that would also allow indoor marijuana bars and raise the cap on the number of dispensaries and cultivation sites within Denver city limits. 66 in Denver and Pueblo. This is CPR News.